today's readings, the Lord is trying to tell us, he's trying to ask us that our true treasure lies in him. Thanks to Jen, we have this on the projector, that Jesus, our true treasure, can transform our lives. And we see that in the first reading from the book of Kings. King Solomon's father was King David. And as we all know, King David was a mighty ruler, very respected, very skilled in battles, and he also wrote most of the psalms that we pray in church. But he's very, very much connected, although he's a fallen human like us, but he's very connected to the Lord, a very powerful and respected ruler in the Roman Empire. And King Solomon was a young man when he became king, and he knew he didn't have knowledge and wisdom to lead this vast people and the vast army. So he had a dream, and the Lord said, "What would you like from me?" He could have been selfish, and he could have said, "I want a long life with good health. I want riches and treasure and gold. I want to have a mighty army." But no, he asked for wisdom, that he would have a heart to lead his people with the heart of the Lord. And that's what the Lord was pleased to hear and granted him his request. And because of that, he was a mighty ruler who led the people and led his armies to great success. And he actually set the bar very high for the kings that followed him because he had a heart that followed the Lord all of his reign as a king. That he allowed God to transform his heart and his life, and from that came great success. And when we look at the gospel reading today, here Jesus shares this parable of this farm worker. And you can imagine a farm worker back then compared to today. They had an oxen and a plow, and it was a very mundane job that they worked in the heat of the day, back and forth, all day long. But he kept focused on his work, and when he struck this gold and treasure, he was alert and aware of it, and he had such zeal and joy that he sold all his possessions, and he got his family and his friends to also give him money so he could buy the plot of land, and he was set for life with such joy because he was attentive and alert to his work. And then Jesus shares us the parable of the merchant or businessman, worked day in, day out, and he was constantly seeking this pearl of great prize. And because he was persistent, because he was focused and driven, the Lord brought this opportunity to buy this great pearl. And he, again, took all of his wealth, all of his family's, and all of his friends' wealth to buy this great pearl, which brought great joy and wealth and joy into his life, and he was set for life. And what the Lord is trying to tell us is we need to be attentive, and attentive like the farm worker, and that we also need to be driven like the merchant or businessman in seeking him, because that is where our true treasure lies. The Lord gives us many opportunities throughout the day. He comes to us, but in our busyness of our lives, we're busy on our cell phones, we're busy with work, we're busy, we keep ourselves busy and entertained all day long. We often miss the opportunities for him to transform our lives. In praying over the scriptures this week, I was reminded of my own self-transformation. As many of you know, I was a physical therapist before I went to the seminary, and I lived in Phoenix. And sadly, my life was consumed like the businessmen, very driven. I worked as a workhorse. And sadly, other things in my life went by the wayside because I was focused only on work. And in the midst of this, in 2006, my mother was diagnosed with cancer. And I knew she would probably only have a couple years. And I had an option here. I could have pushed myself and been driven into my work further and been distracted by my work so that I didn't have to deal with the pain of my mother slowly losing her independence. Or I could turn to the Lord and say, Lord, help me in this situation. Give my mom the grace, give me the grace, so that you are number one in my life. And I'm grateful that I turned to the Lord and looked at my priorities. It was God and family. But we all have those options. We all have opportunities where the Lord comes to us and wants to transform us. And we can choose the Lord or we can choose this other avenue. And so today's gospel and today's readings are asking us to allow the Lord to transform our lives, to allow him to come in when he gives us these small opportunities. And he comes to each of us many times a day, but often we're distracted to notice. So today, let us pray that we will allow the Lord to transform us and that he will open our eyes to see those means in which he wants to touch our lives and transform him. Because we all have one goal in mind here. We're here today to praise the Lord and praise him for all the goodness he gives us, but we're all heaven bound. And that's where our true treasure, our true joy lies. So today we pray with the four first communicants that their lives will be transformed when they receive the Eucharist. But we also pray for our own transformation every time we come to the altar and say, Amen, I believe, because the Lord enters us and it's our opportunity for him to transform us from the inside out. So let us pray for that grace to be transformed today.